Every orthodontist consistently wrestles with the problem of reducing enamel demineralization and gingival inflammation, which are the most prevalent consequences of biofilm formation during orthodontic treatment. Biofilm disclosing agents have long been used in oral hygiene education to promote regular brushing. Many orthodontists also use photographs, which depict the severe consequences of poor oral hygiene or biofilm formation. These photographs usually demonstrate severe demineralization and gingival inflammation. If you wanted to effectively motivate your patients to achieve better oral hygiene, resulting in reduced demineralization and gingival inflammation, would it be best to motivate them by using biofilm disclosing tablets or showing them photographs of the deleterious effects of poor hygiene? Would combining both of these motivational methods be more effective than using either of them individually? These questions were addressed in a study titled Effect of Visual Method versus Plaque Disclosure in Enhancing Oral Hygiene in Adolescents and Young Adults, a single-blind randomized controlled trial by Yuren Pegg et al., which appeared in the March 2014 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics. In this study, the authors divided 130 participants into four separate groups. The subjects in one group were shown images illustrating the severe consequences of biofilm formation, which included enamel demineralization and gingival inflammation. Subjects in the second group were given biofilm disclosing tablets, and subjects in the third group received the combination of both methods. The subject in group 4 served as controls. Each participant received routine oral hygiene instructions, and both plaque and gingival index scores were recorded at each appointment during a 6-month follow-up. Each of the participants was bonded with traditional stainless steel brackets. When the plaque index and gingival index scores were statistically analyzed, what do you think the authors found? I found the results to be interesting. Both the group that was shown only the pictures illustrating the severe consequences of biofilm formation and the group that received a combination of both methods achieved better scores than the control group on both plaque index and gingival index scores. No significant differences were found between the groups that received the biofilm disclosing tablets and the controls. When the group that received only the images illustrating the severe consequences of biofilm formation was compared with the group that received both methods of instruction, no significant differences were found. The bottom line of this study is that the most effective way to motivate patients to improve oral hygiene consisted of showing them pictures illustrating the severe consequences of biofilm formation, and there was no additional benefit to using biofilm disclosing tablets. It's nice to know that all those images of teeth that are severely decayed with accompanying gingival inflammation that are seen in so many orthodontic offices are in fact effective. You can find this article in the March 2014 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.